This fall, voters in a record number of states will weigh in on ballot measures that could make big changes to how their elections are run. We're talking about both red and blue states, and they're mostly in the West, including battleground states like Arizona and Nevada. NPR voting correspondent Ashley Lopez joins us now with more. Hey, Ashley.
Hey there.
Hey. Okay, so I'm curious, do you see, like, any common threads connecting these proposals? Because they're in ideologically varied states, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so most of these measures, I would say, overhaul the way that primary elections are structured. And advocates for these changes say this year could actually be an inflection point for efforts to abolish the traditional partisan primary system, you know, where voters registered with a party vote to decide what candidates in that party move on to the general. With the exception of a couple states like California and Washington, the overwhelming majority of primary elections in this country are partisan elections, which means that political parties have a lot of power.
Right. Okay. So how would these measures change things?
So the proposals are a little different depending on what state we're looking at, but by and large, they are considering a nonpartisan system. And what nonpartisan primaries do is they put all the candidates, regardless of party, on the same ballot. And all voters, regardless of their affiliation, have access to the ballot. And then some number of candidates, like the top four vote-getters, for instance, move on to the general election. And since this could lead to more options in a general election, a lot of states are also proposing having ranked choice voting for the general, which allows voters to rank candidates and a winner is chosen once someone gets majority support.
Okay, let me make sure I understand. You're saying with many of these proposals, if they're approved, there's first a nonpartisan primary followed by a ranked choice general election, right?
Yeah.
Why are so many states considering these kinds of changes now?
Well, there's more recognition that our current systems are just not working for a lot of voters, particularly voters who are independent or not affiliated with either major party. A lot of states require that people be registered either as a Democrat or Republican to participate in a primary. Mm-hmm. So millions of voters every year are just like unable to cast a ballot in those elections. And advocates argue that barring more moderate voters from influencing primary elections has led to the parties picking more extreme candidates year after year. It's also created this situation where, like, a small percentage of this country's voting age population is electing most of the U.S. House. And that's because so few congressional races are actually competitive during a general election. So really, primaries are the most important elections.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what are opponents saying about these proposals? Like, do we have a sense of whether nonpartisan systems will actually fix concerns like polarization?
So some of the opponents of these measures, mostly leaders in the major political parties, argue that nonpartisan primaries strip away control over who can vote in their elections. And they argue it sort of dilutes the voting power of their actual party members. Opponents also say big changes in how elections work, including ranked choice voting, can confuse voters, right? Especially infrequent voters. Mm-hmm. And yeah, another critique is that the promise of these kinds of reforms could be a little overstated. There's been some research that shows nonpartisan primaries can change how candidates run, but as to whether it leads to the election of more moderate candidates, those results have been mixed. But we also have so few states to research at this point, which, I mean, could obviously change this year.
Yeah. That is NPR's Ashley Lopez. Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah, thank you.